What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find A Way Daily. I'm on my run today, so you can hear dogs barking in the background, cars going by. I'm on a morning run. Today's topic, marketing in a coma. Sit back, relax, and I hope you get something out of this Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Okay, so you see this a lot, and as I start to go through this Find A Way Daily coaching today, you're going to start to realize, wait a minute, yeah, people definitely do that. And then you're going to be like, well, wait a minute, do I do that? And chances are you do it occasionally. Maybe you don't. Maybe you are completely dialed in, completely aware in your marketing efforts. You see, marketing fundamentals have never changed. They've never changed. The medium has, right? We went from billboards and TV and radio, which those things are still around. But the big marketing push is obviously Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, right? And at the time of making this, there's a lot of audio things coming out as well, Medium blogs, though that's kind of the marketing realm, right? And primarily, you know, in the space that I'm in, it's very much Facebook and Instagram. But what you'll notice is because that has happened and because the barrier to entry for marketing is so low, you start to see a lot of marketing that just doesn't make any sense. And then people are like, I don't know, Facebook ads doesn't work. You know, organic reach on social platforms doesn't work. No, you're not using marketing fundamentals. Ooh, hear that train in the background? I love the sound of that train. Get to hear it every morning. The marketing fundamentals you're using, actually, I take that back. You're not using marketing fundamentals. So what do I mean by this? Well, I'll give you a small example. So I have a few real estate agents in The League, which is our coaching platform with our mastermind and all that. Who, you know, it's basically a group of entrepreneurs and business owners who are committed to playing at a higher level. And I've got a few real estate agents in there. And so, you know, I come from a real estate coaching background. I've coached, you know, thousands of real estate agents, trained thousands of real estate agents to increase their production. And that was a big thing for a long time. That's really what my whole entire life was. And recently there's been a few more other kind of, professions that have come into The League. And, you know, I've always had a love for real estate. And so it is, I get a ton of advertising. I see a lot of advertising. I see a lot of organic posts and stuff by real estate agents. And what is always interesting to me is I'll see like a motivated real estate agent who will, you know, obviously they're into coaching, they're into training, they're into speaking, they're into those kinds of things. And so they'll post something, they get motivated, right? They'll listen to maybe this podcast or they'll listen to something and they'll post something on Facebook that says, you gotta hustle every day and close the sale. Well, that's really poor branding and poor marketing because your buyers and sellers, if you're a real estate agent, don't wanna hear that you're a hustler. They don't wanna hear that you're gonna close them on the sale. They don't wanna hear that. So and this happens across all industries, they just post stuff. People are just posting stuff thinking that if I just blab and just throw out words and stuff that maybe something will stick. And then you wonder why you're not getting results. You can't just say stuff and think that you're gonna get results. When you look at, you know, you look at the top people in internet marketing right now, these people were always good at marketing. Even when the internet wasn't a big thing, they were good at marketing. It's in their DNA. They're very good at marketing. They get it. And you know what they get? They understand what you wanna hear. They understand the struggles that you go through. They understand the solutions you're looking for, and they speak directly to it. They don't just because they're motivated by something. Now, I know they seem motivated by something, or they may say they're motivated by something, but trust me, there was an entire strategy. The good ones, there's an entire strategy around that. And I'm just making this coaching today because I'm sick and tired of seeing people who are business people. Now, if you're just, you know, a consumer and you're not in the business realm trying to generate business from social media, this coaching session isn't even for you. But if you're somebody who is a business owner, and likely if you're listening to this, you probably are somebody who is either a business owner or you're a commission-based salesperson, or you're somebody who's trying to make a lot of money and find success. If that's you, you need to wake up and be very aware of everything you post on social media. You posting your emotions or you posting things that motivate you don't necessarily make your consumer or your client motivated or emotional. So you gotta ask yourself, like, if I go through your Facebook, or I go through your Instagram, or I go through your blog, or I go through your YouTube channel, would I be able to see who you market to? Would I be able to see your consumer's pain points? Like, oh yeah, I can see what he's doing right there. Or would I just hear stuff that motivates you that's just nonsense? You know, my brother has a quote that he says that is always so profound to me. He says, David, some people talk because they want to say something. And then other people talk because they actually have something to say. Here's what I want you to do. So part of this coaching session is a rant to wake you up, and then part of it, I want to actually help you align your marketing for a second, okay, as much as I can do in this short coaching session that we have. So here's what I recommend. We got lawn, people taking care of the landscaping. I love it. So here's what I want you to consider. I want you to ask yourself, what does my consumer or my client, my audience, what do they want? What do they want? What are their struggles? Right? Whenever I do this exercise with, specifically with real estate agents in the past, the results go through the roof. The marketing becomes amazing. I mean, I've had coaching clients go from doing 30 deals a year as a real estate agent, which is pretty good, by the way, to, you know, 200, 250 with this concept right here that I'm giving you for free. Ask yourself, write down in your journal, what does my consumer want? What is their pain points? What do they struggle with? And then how can I solve that? And then those are the posts you put on, not some random things that you think, you know, are this passive aggressive, I'm gonna show people, or maybe there's something that you do, this passive aggressive comment about somebody else because you know they'll see it so that they text you and go, was that about me? Like, let all that crap go. Social media, what you gotta understand, is your brand, it is your marketing. So write down, what are my consumers' pain points? What are the struggles they're going through? And how can I solve that? And then start to gear all your marketing around that. I hope this helps. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, that would be awesome. If you don't follow me on Facebook yet, I put a lot of awesome content and do Facebook Lives on there. A lot of coaching every week on that. Otherwise, you know, if you're not following me and you just want to listen to this, that is totally okay too. Until then, I hope this marketing coaching has helped you. And until then, I'll talk to you guys very soon. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or when it's going to be. But until the next time I talk to you, go out there every single day in your business and life and find a way to win. Talk to you guys soon.